Well, some of them call it toilet, some of them call it restroom, some call it little boys room, some call it little girls room.
Which would you probably call it?
Well, I'd probably say little boy and little girls room. It sounds better.
And what would you call a bathroom that doesn't have a shower or a bath in it?
You'd call it a restroom.
Any special name for it that doesn't have a shower or a bath in it?
Mm-mm.
Like in someone's house? And a very tall building in town would be a
multi-story building.
Okay. What would you call an apartment building like that?
Apartment complex.
And a cooperatively owned apartment building would be called a
co-op.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a condo?
Condominium.
Uh-huh.
Well, they got two kinds of, condominium.
What's the difference?
Well, you got some that's in one building, and then you just got some right in a little area. Everybody, they call them townhouses. This is the same thing. They all live together. They share certain recreational facilities and swimming pools and stuff like that together.
What would you call an apartment that takes up the entire floor of a building? Usually the top floor.
Sweet.
Okay. And a row of houses that are joined together by common walls, usually or the side walls, will be the same. I say if you had a house here and another house and another family lived in the other house, but these two houses had the same wall between
them. You call them apartments.
Okay. Do you ever use the word row house or duplex?
Duplex, yeah.
What's a duplex like?
Duplex is two family dwelling unit.
Mm-hmm. What if it's three families? Any other name?
Triplex.
And what different kinds of stoves and furnaces do people have?
Stoves? Most of them gas. It's about it, but I don't know nobody uses gas, electric.
And what about those old-fashioned stoves that they had?
It used to be wood, coal, but you don't find people using that no more.
What different kinds of heating do people have now?
Electric and gas.
Anything else that people used to have?
Wood, coal.
And a house that's got three rooms, one right behind the other, is called a
shotgun.
And a house that has a long entry hall, it opens into a large room so that the whole house has kind of an L shape. Did you ever hear a name for that?
No, I didn't.
And a house that's got two separate rooms, but they're joined by a wide hall that's open at both ends. Mm. What kind of house would that be?
No, who is that?
And in the summer, instead of wearing long pants, what might people wear?
Short pants.
Huh?
Short pants. Shorts.
Okay. What do you call the shorts that are come below the knees? Kind of old-fashioned.
Knickers.
Okay. And the ones that come just above the knees, or just about knee length?
Shorts.
What about the ones that that are real short?
Real short? Bikinis.
Okay. And what would you call cheap or second-hand clothes?
Mm. They call it buying it off the stick.
Buying off the stick?
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, it's just a name. Person got to have some clothes, they ain't got none, got money short.
Uh-huh.
You go to second-hand store and they consider that getting it off the stick.
What would they call the clothes themselves?
I don't know of any special name.